We on Simen Shin Aleph Sif Lamed. Mutter Lotzeis Bershus Arabim Vitalis Soviv Hatzavo. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. This Mechaber is a stire to what we learned in Sif Chav Tes. In Sif Chav Tes, we learned that a talis that's mikupeles, a talis that's folded up al seifov, does not cover the goof, that is not derech levushoi, and one is chayiv achatos. And here it says, Muta lotais bershus harabim, vitalis saviv hatavo. A talis that is around his neck. It seems it's like a shawl, it's like a scarf. But al kaponim, this is not the derech of the levush of the talis. So let us see the Mishnah Berurah. Ve'ein zeh soiser l'soif hakoidem. This is not a stire. The Mayri b'medino yishenogu lotzeis kein b'chol b'votayim. There were certain countries, certain mekaymes, that they used to wear the talus around the neck. Perhaps if we have the picture, we'll see on the second row, the next to the last picture on the left, towards the left. So we'll see that here it's like a scarf. So if there were certain medinas, that's how the Cheshulchan learns that it was a smaller talis. But Al Koponim, the Mishnah Berurah says that the Mechaber is speaking about Amokim, that's how they used to wear the talis. So if that was the Minik Amokim, Lachain Mutar Afilo B'Mekutl, even though the talis is folded up, the derech malbish husham. So this is the derech malbish in this mokim. Who came sudar shehita shulchanoch lekamon b'sif lamedalid. A sudar is also similar to a scarf. So Mamela, then this is Mutter. Now, before we go further, there's a Yisaitistik Kibir Halochem, Bitalis Soviv Hatavo, Ayin B'Mogin Avrom, the Mashma Afilu Bitalis Mitzvah. We're speaking about a filu atalis mitzvah, and the person, but in that mokim, they used to wrap the talis around the neck. They used it as a scarf of some sort, so it's mutam. V'ayim b'pri megodim she'yisoyrer, so the pri megodim asks a merdike kasher. The etzem beged, we will say in this mokim, they wear the baggage as a scarf also. Fine. So that's the minigamokim, so it becomes a derech malbish. Mikol mokim, the filu im neymar, the derech levishahu, mikol mokim ein echayim betzitzis balich ezu, doho einoi atok susa gufa havi yatzitzis masui. So the primagodim asks Akasha, fine. In this mokim, a talis has a dual purpose. Sometimes they wear it as a levush, a malbush, alba kanvais ksuscha, and it covers the goof, and there it's a talis, the chayiv betzitzis. But sometimes they wear it as a scarf. Fine. So since that's the minig amokim, so it's not called taisol. So the prima godim asks, but wearing it as a scarf, you're not chayiv betzitzis. You're only chayiv betzitzis when it's a ksus, when it's a beged. But when it's a scarf, it's not chayiv betzitzis. So he asks, so when you're wearing it as a scarf in Shabbos, so you are carrying the tzitzis. So you should be chayiv al tzitzis. That is the prima godim's kashim. And the Mishnah Berurah says a teretz to Tilo. The David also says the same teretz. The Yishloimer, the tzitzis, noy hein lebeged. That means, since this beged has a dual purpose, that means that is true. You can wear this beged as a scarf. And when you wear it as a scarf, there's no need for tzitzis. But you could also wear this beged as a beged. And when it's a beged, it needs tzitzis. So it's considered a intrinsic chelik of the beged. He just says, like, if you wear a talis at night, even though at night there's no chiyu, there's no chiyuv to wear tzitzis at night, but this is part of the beged. This is matter the levishas are beged by day. So memele, so even though I'm wearing it now in a oifen, that there's no chiyuv of tzitzis, but the tzitzis are not amasui. We mentioned the marshal of a person wears a jacket with 20 pockets, and he's not going to use these pockets on Shabbos. But this is part of the jacket. The jacket comes with pockets. And Shabbos, he doesn't use the pockets. Fine. But it is part of the beged that the beged possesses these pockets. Fine. Now, let us go back to the, let's go further and see Lamed. Ago af al pi sheminiach tad yamin al kseifa yishol smil, ledach lalom sheikach lehave elo lehisnais vishori, mekaymai umar shekosav ago af al pi, mekay mishayich lesayif sif choftas, and we said this is the picture on the second line, we'll see over it, to the second line, we will go from the right, the second to the right, on the second line. That simchav tes hago bir hagoilov. So that is Chad. He's wearing a beged, and the beged is covering rive of the goof. So he say, if the chelik that sadi yamin is over the kesef smil, that's called Derech Levisha, period. Ubebiyah Hagro Mashmer, now, then the Goyne with him, he learned a new pshat in Sif Lamed. Shemeforesh, the Masha Kosav, the Shulchan Oroch, the Talos Shesoviv Hatzavo, Hainu sheshnei sidei ha'elyayim, the two sides, ha'yomikabeit, he brunched together, umenu umunach soviv hatzavo, avo shuleo atachtoin shemachereo, ha'yemishushul lamato. Olezesi imaramod afopi shemeniach, Tad yamin al ksevi shal smil, gam kein shori mishum de derech lalom shekach, huhu lis nois, olafi peirushoi, shayich din ze gam bimdina seinu. So let us look in the chart, the last picture with the Roman numeral 3 is on the second row. So he says, that is what the Mechaber is speaking about. Munach sovim tavorei. That means he's wearing the talis the way normally people wear it without putting it over his head. That is the difference between tzif choftes, simcha of tes, it will go on the Roman numeral 2, which is on the top line. The talis is over his head, and that's what the mechaber was speaking about. Hayayitze mitalis mukupelis al seifo. So Siv Chavtes is speaking about that the talus is al roishoy, and it is, and we see, and that's the Roman numeral 2, and the talus in the back is Meshulshul. This is the Derech Levishim. And the Goyin Shad, Siv Lamed is speaking about, it's not al roishoy. It's Savim Saboroi, but the back of the talis is covering his back. That is also Derech Levishim. Even though he didn't put it over his head. And then if we look at the Roman numeral 4, on the third line, with the extreme right, so the Gemara says, again, it's not Al Roishoy, it's Sovim Savoroi. If he will take the right side and put it over the left shoulder, this is Derech Noin, this is permissible. So this is how the Goyin learns Pshat in Sif Lamed. So according to the Goyin, we're speaking about Talaytim Shebizmaneinu. It's telling us you don't have to put it over your head. You could wear it around your neck and covering your back. That's Derech Levishim. And also, it can put the right side over the left shoulder. Sit Lamed Aleph. Hayayitze Mu'utif Bitalisoi. A person is going out, he's wearing his talis normally. V'kiplo mikan umikan, and he lifted up the corners from both sides, v'yodoi with his hand, oi al seifoi, or he put the four corners on his shoulders. So let us look at the fourth line, the third line, I'm sorry. The third line, the second picture to the right. So if we look at the second picture to the right, the person is wearing the talus. He's wearing a talus the way one normally wears a talus. The talus is covering him in the front and in the back. But he takes the corners and he lifts up the corners. This is, he picked up the left corner and he picked up the right corner. That is Sif Lamed Aleph. So it says as follows. He lifted it up. So he's wearing a talus and he's lifting up the talus. He lifts up the four corners of the talus. He's still covered with the talus, but he lifted up the four corners, and we'll see why he lifted it up. And he's holding it either with his hand, or he took the four corners and he put them over his shoulder. So the halach is as follows. Im niskaven lekabeitz tinochol. If the purpose that he lifted up the four corners, he's only lifting up corners, the rest of the talus is draped over him, but he's lifting up the four corners. So if the kavana was kedei shelo yikaru, that it shouldn't get torn, he has a very long talus, and he's walking in the street. And if we'll wear the talus where he's wearing it without lifting up the corners, he's going to step on it. And he's going to either tear the talus or he's going to dirty the talus. So therefore, he's either lifting it up with his hand, or he's putting it over the corners, over his shoulder. Awesome. So this is called not derech levishim. Midrabonon it's also. That means we have over here an interesting combination. The talis bederech klal is covering him. Look at the picture. He's covering. It's covering him in the front. It's covering him in the back. But the corners that are being lifted up, this chelik of the talis, is not being worn derech levishim. It is being lifted up for a purpose, that it shouldn't get dirty. But so the corners of the talis are not being worn, are being carried. The talis is being worn, and the corners are being carried. So the Mechaber says, it's also, so this is also midrabonon. If he does this, this is also midrabonon. Ve'im kimtzom lehisnoig bo keminig anshe hamokim b'malbushom. Perhaps in other places they used to lift up the corners and put it over the shoulder, and this was the oifen of noi. We have to know what the kavone is. The Rebbeinu Shlomo is here, they are machshavas. But if it's kavone, that means this is a noi of the beged, muta. So then it's muta. Fine. Rahani mili vitalisoi shelohem. That's their talisim. Shahoyu yiriya achas merubach. The whole talis was a large piece of material, and it's draped over the person. So we say if a chelik of the talis is being lifted up, so we say that chelik is shaloi kederech levisha, teishayim and carrying, nechayim, it's also. Avol malbushim didor. But I begodim, not our talisim, our begodim. Shulavush behen, when he's wearing them, umoitzi yadav mitoicho, and his hands stick out of the baggage. That means we're talking about a person is wearing a long jacket, but he's wearing it. They're sleeves, and he puts his hand in the baggage. This is different than a talus. A talus is draped over him. So a talis that is draped over the person, and he's lifting up a chelik of the talis, that's called he's carrying it, it's also midrabonon. But if he's wearing a baggage, he's wearing a long coat, and he's going to, if he walks without picking up the bottom of the coat, it's going to get dirty or torn. So look at the picture, that's the next picture. The next picture is he's wearing a coat or a jacket. But that's what it says. Umoiti yodov mitoicho. The sleeves over there, it's not draped over him. This is a baggage he is wearing. Muta litvois tosam biyodam lagbiyam kideshila yislachuchu shulam betit a kideshila kmumil aleches. So if the coat is too long and it'll get dirty, or he can't walk, it's in his way, he has to yet go to a tailor to shorten the coat. But I'll upon him, he's wearing the coat and he lifts up the corners of the coat in order it shouldn't get dirty. So this is called derech levisha, and this is mutar. But now we'll see in Mishnah Berurah it's not kaposha. Let's see the Mishnah Berurah Kufta Zayin. Niskavin lekabetz kinofo haynu shenot al shnei haktsovos. He took the two corners Shalafanov la'achov. Here we're talking about a talis. The two corners and the front corners and the back corners. The side you mean v'chein shal tzad smil. V'kiplon, and he bent them over. V'higbion al yodoy. He lifted them. Oyal k'seifoy. So here it's awesome in the Rabbana. Now we said if he folded over a talis. And that's picture one. Picture the Roman numeral one. He folded over a talis. And that's on his shoulders. It's chayiv. The awesome koshulei a talis. Shela'achav. The whole back of the talis, which is behind him, mekupelet, is folded up. Umunach al seifoy. That means he took a talis. The talis at all is not draped over him. He folded up the talis and he put it on his shoulders and in front of him. So that then he's chayiv. That's not called derech levisha at all. Masha'in kein ocha derech haktsavos mikupolim. Only the corners are folded up. Umanochim al seifo. Lochi rak isurim. Ike v'loi chiyuve v'gam toli b'kavanosai. So that's why over here, afilo if the purpose is it shouldn't get dirty, it's asami darabonam. If he's doing it l'shem noi, it's mutam. Avo malbushi didon hatam. What's that? The akati nisha olov etzam habeged derech malbush. He's wearing the coat. Umashme, fine. So now we know a chilek between a talis and a coat. So if we stop over here, so we know a person is wearing a coat, a woman is wearing a dress, and she wants to lift up for some reason the dress or the coat, no problem. That's if we would stop over here. Umashma b'achoinim, no. The af al pikein ein lahokel ela b'magbiya tzat. He's lifting it a little. It's being elevated a little. Avoloila hagbiya harbe ulesita tachas hazroya. That means, look at the picture, the last picture, on the third line on the left side. Here we have a woman who lifted up either her coat or her jacket, but she lifted it up a lot. So you can see how she lifted it up. It's tachas hazroya. She lifted it up. And it's not only a small elevation. She lifted up a large chelik of the jacket she's wearing. Then it's called not derech levisha. The shailas are called derech levisha or not. So this is not called derech levisha. This is also. Could be it's also midarabono, but it's not called derech levisha. Here we say it's called derech levisha. Avoloi lagbiya harbe, plesitom tachas hazroya, tenase kemarzev. Now a marzev means a gutter. The Gemara, when the Gemara speaks about these cases, the Gemara says, It is made like a marzev, it's made like a gutter, that's not derech levisha. So now the shaila is, when is it considered it's like a gutter? So they hold that if it's lifted up a lot, a big chelik of the beged is lifted up, so that is mafkiya, the shame beged, levisha shaboy, and that is not called derech malbush, and that is also. Now, umoyti yadov mitoicho. Now, we will have a very interesting Mishnah Berurah. So we had a Mechaber. The Mechaber gave us guidelines. The Mechaber said as follows. If you're wearing a talis, which is a piece of material which is draped over you. So then the Mechaber said, if you lift up even a little bit, l'shem, it shouldn't tear. It's also, if you're wearing something with sleeves and you lift up a little bit, it's mutter. So now we go away from this mechaber. The criteria is sleeves. If it has sleeves, you're wearing it. If it's draped over you, so then if you pick it up, it's also. That's if you learn the mechaber elah, that is pshat in the mechaber. Now, mashma, so now we have to learn elah, the Mishnah Berurah. The she'enoi moiti yodov mitoichon. If it is such a malbush that it does not have sleeves, kigoin mentalich shel noshin oishu mantel shel askenazim. I think this means a cape. It is a cape. It is not a talis. It's draped over the person, but there's no sleeves. It's in between. So if we learn the Mechaber gave us clear-cut instructions. Sleeves is mutter. That's his only matter, sleeves. Also, lahagbiyam. So according to the Mechaber, that's the mashman. The lav derech malbishu. This is not derech malbish. Okay. That's the Mechaber. The Mechaber is entitled to his opinion. Now this is the Morgan Avram. The Morgan Avram brings down a Maril. The Maril, let me just tell you over what the Maril says, and then we'll understand. The Mishnah Berurah is very unclear. The Maril, the Mechaber said these guidelines. Sleeves is mutter. A talis is also, that's what the Mechaber said. The Maril said different guidelines. If you lift it up a lot, is also. If you lift up a little, is mutter. And the Maril is talking about a talis. The Maril was chaylik on the Mechaber. The criteria is not sleeves and not sleeves. The criteria is a lot or a little. Lifts it up a little, it's mutter. Lifts it up a lot, is also. This is a Maril. So we have here a Mechaber and a Maril, which are two extremes. And then we have a cape, which is in between. A cape is perhaps more doimet to a malbish. According to the Mechaber, it's also, because the Mechaber says sleeves. But a cape, there's a smaller to say, a cape is more derech malbish than a talis. So there are three cases. A talis, which according to the Mechaber, is also, according to the Maril, a talis is mutter, a little, a lot is also. And we had before Mishnah Berurah, the Achronim said, according to the Mechaber also, only a little is mutter, a fula by a beggar. A fula little is mutter, a fula by a beggar. A talis is also, period. And a little is mutter by a real beggar. That's what the Achronim say. But Maril was mata a little by everything, and he answered a lot by everything. And now it starts talking about a cape. So according to the Mechaber, a cape is also, because the Mechaber was only mata sleeves. Now, let's learn the Mishnah Berurah. Oh, not again. The Mechaber said, it's only mutter, a fillu a little. If there's sleeves, mashma the shayne mitzi yodav mitaychon, kigain mantle shel noshim, a shul mantle shel ashkenazim. also like beyond the love that Mal Bishop. That's according to the Mechaber. Finished. Or Mikol Mokim. So the this is the Mokim of Rom now. Neither they lachmir, Ella like be a halbei. Avoloi ma'at kedei shalo yislach lech, tadayin dach levishu. So here, the deal should bring down, it's very unclear what the Mishnah Berurah is paskening. Is he paskening like the Maril? And does that mean all the godim ma'at is mutter? Or is he only speaking about a cape? And by a cape, he wants to say, even though according to the Mechaber it's awesome, according to the Maril, it will be mutter. Alalohi paskens is mutter. Okay, these are halachas. Now let us just mention four different halachas. They bring down from Rav Moshe that Rav Moshe holds one is not permitted to walk in the street with rolled up sleeves. He has a shirt with long sleeves and Shabbos. And he rolls them up, over here, like that. He holds, No. But he holds, the week is no problem, that's for sure. Shabbos, he holds this also. Moshe holds this also. He holds that between you and what? Shirt. Go out with rolled sleeves. Rav Nissen Karel is sold to Smutta. We have one child. Okay. A second halacha, in Eichel Shabbos, he brings down another halacha. If a person is wearing pants and he wants to lift up the cuffs, they shouldn't get dirty. So pants are like sleeves. According to Mechaber, it'll be Mutta. That's called Eichel Avisha. And you don't need... Your pants are like sleeves, it's like Levisha, so if you lift up the cuffs a little bit, you're afraid it's gonna go, there's puddles and you can get wet, you can get dirty, you can get torn, so you can pick up the pants a little bit, even though your kavone is that, it shouldn't get dirty, it's mutter. Pants are like sleeves. Second halacha. A third halacha, a person was walking with the Chazanish in Bnei Brak, and he was wearing a galtel. And the person was walking with the galtel, and he lifted up the galtel. Okay, the galtel was around him, but the end of the galtel he was lifting up. So the Chazanish told him, "You're carrying." Third halacha. So that means the Chazanish held that a galtel is not a sukkah. That means we have over here guidelines. We have here a suit, you're allowed to pick up a little bit. A talis, you're not allowed to pick up a little bit. So a galtel, he held is like a talis. That means a talis is draped around you, a galtel is wrapped around you, but it's the same halacha, so you shouldn't lift up the galtel. Leave it hanging down, and shalom al Yisrael. A third halacha. A fourth halacha, I say he doesn't bring this down, but I think they bring down from Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe held a talis cotton. If you have a long talis cotton, you're wearing it underneath your shirt, and you lift up a little bit of the talis cotton, shouldn't be so long, you lift it up, or perhaps you want to say that this is to show. You're lifting up the talis cotton. So Rav Moshe held it also, and Rav Nissen Karel told that it's mutter. That's all the halachas on the geya. So what to these dinim? So that's this din. Now let us start see Lamed Beis, which we will see as the Gemara is very, very difficult. But we're just going to learn the Mechaber, which is Baruch Hashem not difficult. Hayoyti b'moish hatzerurim loy b'sadinoy. It seems he was wearing a sadin. He was wearing like a sheet. And it seems this man Chazal, they used to wear sheets. He used to wear like talisim. And he had money through him loy besadinoy. That means there was money tied up in the side. He didn't have any pockets, so it was a sadin. So in the sadin, there was some coins there, and he tied it up with a knot. And he goes out in Shabbos, the Rishus HaRabim, wearing the sadin with the money. That's Tzoro Besadinoi Chayev. So that's called he's carrying. That's called Derech Hoitzo. If a person wears a sadin, she don't have any pockets that are sold to the sadin, that's how you take out money. You make it, you makasha, that's what? A sadin is a big sheet. He wore a big sheet. These are wear sheep. White sheet, it was very distinguished. They used to spread a white sheet around them. And but he had some money in one of the corners, and he tied it with a knot. What? The Chiddush is, it's called Derech Haitzoi. Let us see, that's the Chiddush. Chayev de Derech Haitzoi. That's how you'll see the Mishnah Berurah. That is the that's how you carry out money. That means just who adin kshayitzel chutz b'moys atzorer loy bekisay atochav bevigdain. We have money in your pocket. You're not carrying it. He'll come over to his reformed rabbi. I'm not carrying it on Shabbos. I don't carry on Shabbos. It's in the pocket. So finish. I'm wearing it. I'm not carrying it. So he's chayiv. He's an emes mechal Shabbos. Avol b'bayis, but we have the same scenario. He has money in the sadin. Aitoicha elif, the less by mishum iser aitzo, shari b'ayfin amavur lekamei. That will see the Ramam when it's mutter, when it's also, that's the whole new thing. Man, it's who you are. Rabbi Yankiv held that he shouldn't wear talis.